Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to Fiqhul Al Madaris, the first program, the Fiqh according to the four schools of thought. Today being the 16th of Jamaad al-Ula, 1445, corresponding to the 30th of November, 2023. We'd like to welcome the listeners of Marka Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the listeners of Sirius FM. It's just gone 15 minutes past 11 Central African Time. We'd like to welcome our Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, my brother. I nearly said Mawlana Suleiman. Damod barakatuh.
Ameen, Mufti Sahib.
Mawlana Suleiman, Isaab, barakallahu feek, jazakallahu feek. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me just mention our program for this weekend, and then we continue, inshallah. Maafi, but a little bit late. I was doing some recording and so forth for the program. So anyway, you must remember that today, inshallah, tonight, Maghrib time, we'll be there in Dalum Newcastle, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. And with Hafiz Anwar Pochi, and thereafter, inshallah, I have to MC that program after Maghrib at Darulum. Tomorrow, inshallah, for Jummah, we'll be there, inshallah, at the town masjid, the Jami Masjid. I think Azan goes at about 10 past 12 or around that time there, and after that is the Bayan. I'm not sure, but I think around there, 10 past, quarter past 12. So anyway, that you people in Newcastle, you should know what time it is there. So that is, you must remember, in the Jami Masjid in town, the oldest masjid in Newcastle. And then Asr time, inshallah, tomorrow Friday we'll be there, inshallah, in Denhauser. Asr Salat is 5:15, so inshallah we'll go to the graveyard before Asr, inshallah, and then we'll go to Dundee after that. So inshallah Maghrib time we'll be there. And Hafiz Salim Dokrat, mashallah, one of his students, Hafiz Yahya Bobat, has completed Hifz, so like a Hifz Jalsa there, and we'll speak about then and about Palestine as well. And then Saturday morning we'll come back to Newcastle. Our Maulana Muhammad Kala, the son of Hafiz Yusuf Kala, mashallah, so he is overseeing the madrasa Riyadu Salihat. So Riyadu Salihat, the girls' madrasa, so they're completing Riyadu Salihin. So inshallah we will give them a final lesson there, and that will be for females only tomorrow, or not tomorrow, Saturday morning, inshallah, Saturday morning at around 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. And then in the evening, after Asr, inshallah, for the Darulum students, ulama, and the visitors, a talk, inshallah, straight after Asr, inshallah. And then the program will continue. Sunday morning, we'll come back, inshallah, al-Aziz ji.
Mufti Sahab, our first question, what can you say about Henry Kissinger, who has been dispatched to Jahannam?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. His name is Henry Kissinger. So he was a jutla, and remember, he committed war crimes so many places, and you must just read about him in Cambodia, you must read about him in the Middle East, you must read about him in Vietnam, and so forth and so on. But because he was a jutla, so you must remember that the Zionist press, you must remember, they always gave him a favorable show. I'll just give you one incident of his. And you know, when I was still growing up, I just finished Hifz, you know, 70. And then you must remember that there was a war between Egypt and, you must remember, this Israel, the rogue regime. And Israel were winning, Israel were losing, and not winning, they were losing. And then America poked their nose inside. And, you know, King Faisal got very upset. This was now 71, 72, and all that, so forth. So he put the oil embargo, nothing for them. I remember very well, when from Heidelberg we had to go to Durban, we had to make arrangements, because in 71, 72, around that time, 72, 73, you couldn't buy petrol in a weekend. You understood? The Boerer said, you must fill up your tanks Friday, and next time you'll get petrol is Monday. So like that, because of the oil embargo. So we had to make arrangements that we must fill in petrol here, you phone this friend, this connection, must keep petrol for you. That time was gallons and all these type of things like that. So anyway, so then Kissinger came and he told King Faisal, remove this embargo. He said, you tell the Jutlas they must remove all their things they got there, because in 67 they took occupation of Jerusalem and they were controlling Aqsa and all that. 69 they burned the minbar and so forth. So we as Muslims should know. He said, you tell them to remove all that and then I will remove the embargo. So what could he do? He couldn't say anything. So Faisal was a great leader. Obviously mistakes and sins we all commit, but on the whole, therefore, I saw him in 74 when we went for Umrah, my parents, mashallah. He only had one car. He used to have a white car, very smart, you know, understood. Not like these characters nowadays, you must remember that, selling the whole Ummah out, bringing all singers there and World Cup there and allowing every vice to go on bikini beaches and cinemas and all that. Therefore, we rule, they're not Muslim, these people. They're out of the fold of Islam. He was a man with ghaira, with iman and so forth. And you must remember in 74, he and Bhutto, you must remember, this was just before I landed in Pakistan, they had the first like Islamic conference, you know, and summit in Lahore. And the Hazrat bin Nuri told them that you all must pass them, must put pressure. So you, Faisal, put pressure on Bhutto. And then in the same year, 7 September, you must remember, then the verdict was passed that Qadianis are non-Muslim and so forth. So he played great role on many issues. You must remember these type of things here. And the conference was there in February or so, you must remember, in Lahore, because March I went then. They told us we can't go before that. The conference is taking place, and security and lot of stories. So like that, then when we went for Umrah, Ramadan time, he came to perform Tawaf and so forth. So we saw him also, mashallah. So King Faisal became Shaheed in 75. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la.
Can Mufti Sahib elaborate more on the truce that took place today?
So you must remember, the truce is just for Israel, because their own media, you must remember, is telling us that 3,000 of their soldiers plus got dispatched to Jahannam, 11,000 plus, you must remember, are injured. You can see all the clips going floating around and gone viral, that how they are begging them, come on, come on, you must go to Gaza. The guys say, I don't want to die, I don't want to go, and so forth and so on. So they are very, very reluctant to go to Gaza, because so many of them died, got injured and so forth. And by their own testimony, they say, we're seeing ghosts there, we're fighting ghosts there. So 100% we believe that this is a karama, this is Allah Ta'ala's special mercy on Hamas and the Mujahideen. When Allah wants to help, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِيُ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّهُ. Indeed, Almighty Allah helped you, assisted you in Badr, while you were so few, 313, and the opposite side was 1,000, but Allah gave, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there as a commander in chief. So obviously Allah Ta'ala's help will come also, but these are people who gave everything. They gave their wives, they gave their children, their parents, whatever was humanly possible to protect Al-Aqsa Al-Mubarak. Allah ki ghairat josh mein aya, Allah ki rahmat josh mein aya, Allah ki Nusrat josh mein aya. So Allah Ta'ala brought Al-Ghazza fiha Al-Izzah. They brought honor to this Ummah. Al-Ghazza fiha Al-Rahma. Allah's special mercy descended there. Al-Ghazza fiha Al-Barakah. Allah Ta'ala's Barakah. People surviving there without water, without food, without fuel, without gas, without all this. They taught Israel, the Haramis, the super terrorists, that when they bombed them more then what the bombing took place there, you must remember, in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, more than they murdered in seven weeks, more children and women than they killed there in Iraq and in Afghanistan. In 7 weeks, you must remember, 15,000 plus people martyred, and from there 8,000 plus are women and children and babies, you must remember that. Therefore, the world has turned against Israel and America, and because America is financing them, if they don't finance them, they don't give them arms, then Israel can't fight, cannot go any further. So you must remember, we must name them, shame them, and nail them, and call them out. They are the super terrorists. You must be blind not to understand these things here, or you have a blind allegiance to them. So we must be clear on this issue here. And Hamas are ready. Yahya Sinwar is running the whole operation from the tunnels. This yesterday, today I heard, they're not sure where he is. They say first he was in the northern side of Gaza. Now they say he's in the southern side of Gaza. They say originally from Khan Yunus and so forth and so on. You read his profile, then you'll understand. 22 years he was incarcerated, and you know what the Jutlas Haramis do with you in jail. They will torture you, they will physically and that, you must remember, mentally try and torture you. But he was, Allah selected him. He learned Hebrew perfectly there in jail. And you must remember, thrice after that, then you know how he came out of prison. You know that South African, that a Khalid Shalit character. Who? You see, Hamas are masters in this game. If you must remember, go to Afghanistan and study how they defeated the British thrice, how they defeated the Russians, how they defeated Americans and 47 other countries. Masters of the mountains, masters of the cave, masters of the sunrise and the sunset and which side the sun will give them. So they would come from the direction and the sun would be shining in the eyes of the enemies, and they could not even see the enemy sometime, meaning the Americans could not see, you must remember, the Afghan Mujahideen and so forth. So all these things they used, what they lacked was the aerial support. They never had planes, they never had helicopters, and yet they defeated them. So this is what we're saying. Hamas doesn't have a plane, doesn't have helicopters, and yet they defeated you, Israel. What a disgrace and shame. Till today you're licking your wounds, and America, everybody is wondering what happened. If you read the media, they tell you that BB, we got a new name for him, Erdogan gave him, Benjamin Netanyahu, and always call him, you the news team also must call him that, Benjamin BB Netanyahu, the butcher of Gaza, call him that, the butcher of Gaza. It's an apt name for this harami and super terrorist. So you must remember, he's still going to meet his Moses. You know, in English you say that, they say the storm is still coming for him, and it's coming nearer and nearer. Haaretz got it, go read it. So you must remember these things here. Yeah? So what has happened? So Yahya Sinwar, there, when they took that Shalit, and they kept him for months and months and months. And then they said, okay, that we will make a deal. So they said, the deal is, we want 100 of our prisoners or 1,000 of our prisoners. So I think it was 1,000. You understand, for one. So it means he was very valuable to them. So they gave the 1,000 or 100, whatever it was. So he, Sinwar, was one of them. And that's how he came out. Now he's a person who's a statistician, he's a strategic person, he knows what is warfare and everything. To pull off a job like this, you know, the whole of Gaza got sensors, got cameras and all. But all the planning they did in the tunnels, where their camera sensors don't work and cannot see, and on 7th October they pulled off a miracle. First thing they attacked, you must remember, was the Iron Dome. And they shot it with thousands of rockets, and that started malfunctioning. Then they started shooting that wall and all that with their rockets and missiles and whatever they had. And then that thing started cracking and breaking through. And then they went through, and then they cleaned them up. We as Muslims, we have no empathy. Let me be clear. I said this 100 times, and I'm repeating and reiterating. And you can quote me in any part of the world. If you are a true Muslim, you will have no empathy at all. The 1,000 Jutlas they sent to hell. We say good riddance on that day, that Saturday. We must say Alhamdulillah. Like Kissinger dispatched to hell today, we say Alhamdulillah. So we must have no empathy. That is our Islam, you must remember. These are war criminals. These are people who murdered our babies, our women, our children, and tortured them and raped them there in jail and so forth and so on. So what you speak of empathy and sympathy and all these things here? Yeah? So what they did, it was a light
lightning attack. And then when the Israelis woke up, then with the Apache helicopters and so forth, they started firing indiscriminately. That Nova Nova musical show, they kill half the people, they're not the Hamas and so forth. Now they look for a scapegoat. Jutlas will always look for three things. Either they will use sympathy card, use the Holocaust. Or either when you put them in a corner, they will tell you you're anti-Semite. We tell you go to hell with the anti-Semite and Holocaust. Your Holocaust also is a big fast, you must remember. There's no such thing of 6 million and that. 6 million, you must remember, are Palestinians living in the diaspora. We don't reject the Holocaust. It happened, but not to the extent which you are telling the world and lying to the world. And third, they will use all that. They always want to play victim. Now they're trying to concoct the evidence, or they're trying to wipe out the evidence of Hamas and so forth. So that is what they try and do always, you must remember. But this time, the world has seen Muslim, non-Muslim, adult and children. So therefore, 80% of the world has turned against them. Whether it is Washington, whether it is London, whether it is Australia, whether it is Pakistan. So Muslim countries, you expect it, but remember. You know, in Egypt, there's a, you must carry this in the news. There is one, you must remember, parliamentarian, Mustafa Bakri. His name Mustafa Bakri. He said, "Akhrij hadhal kalb min Misr." He said, "Take this dog ambassador of Israel out from Egypt. We don't want this dog here." So imagine. In Egypt, Egypt is a country in 79. When Carter was the president, you must remember that. Then they already made ties and so forth. The oldest Arab country in recent times. Then came Jordan and then came these other Mufatiyas, United Arab Emirates and Bahrain and Morocco and then Saudi Arabia cutting deals with them under the table and so forth. So you must, they're a bunch of Mufatiyas. That's what, if you don't understand Mufatiyas, it means people who are selling out Islam. And they just want to make money in the process and so forth. They got no allegiance to Islam. They say Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They are Khadim of America and Israel. That's what they are. You must remember this. So carry on with Yahya Sinwar. He's there in the tunnel and is running the operation from there. Now the people are wondering. Haaretz newspaper says that he, Yahya Sinwar, is laughing, smiling, and he's making BB Benjamin Netanyahu, they don't write this, but we must put it, the butcher of Gaza, the laughing stock in the world. So imagine, he says, today we will give you 8, today we'll give you 10, tomorrow we'll give you 12. He's calling the shots there and so forth, and they have to agree, and they say, for every one you give us, we will give you 3. But now he's taking it to a new level. What does he say? He says, see, we want to now come to the real one, the real negotiations. We want this. Every hostage that is here, we give you all of them, right? We'll give you all. No one will be excluded. But proviso, you must give us all our prisoners, male, female, adult and children. He put the ball in their court. The world media is carrying it. So he's always one step ahead of the Jutlas. Why? Quran says, Surah 59, verse 14, Ba'asuhum bainahum shadid. The Jutlas among themselves, they always fight like cats and dogs and haramis. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think they are united. Wa qulubuhum shatta. But their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. Zalika bi annahum qawmun la yaqilun. They got no brains. If BB and them had brains and had real, you understand, understanding, what they did, they just came with a knee-jerk reaction and they just came to take revenge and then they murdered 4,000 or 5,000 babies and children and women and nights over 8,000. So now that will be a stain upon them, like America. It's a stain upon every president from the time of George W. Bush till today that Guantanamo Bay Gitmo is open still. And my sister, Dr. Afia, is still in the hellhole. So this is a stain on Israel, baby killers. The whole world knows you are baby killers now, you see. If they were smart, they should have gone to United Nations, Israel, and what they should have done. Exactly what Scott Ritter said, that they should have said, we are prepared to make peace, this is where we meet, and here's a chair for Hamas. Let tell Hamas to come. Direct negotiation we have. Leave the PA out. They got no credibility. The Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin, another sellout, hopeless, useless character. We don't want him. We want Hamas. You should have put Hamas on the back foot. But Allah Ta'ala don't choose you because Allah is cursing you. Allah says in chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish the Jutlas and the Jews till the day of Qiyamah. Study the whole Quran. No nation, Allah Ta'ala transformed them, and a metamorphosis took place, and they were transformed, not figuratively, literally into swines and monkeys. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Such a maghdub alayhim, a nation whom Allah's wrath, anger is descending, was descending, is descending, will descend right through till the day of Qiyamah. So you see, so this is what Hamas is doing. Hamas knows that the Arab regimes, they have to now support them. So Qatar is playing his part. Egypt is doing something. Saudi Arabia, Kali Kali, you understand, Kali Kali means pretending that we are big supporters of Hamas and supporters of Palestine, sending in, you understand, aid and money and what have you and so forth. But they give money to Israel also. They're more interested. If you go to the Haramain Sharifain, I saw it so many places in 2019, 2020, that was the last when I went. So they got, now you must remember this term, you Suleiman. Write it down and that. So they got there, you'll see boards. Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin. Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin. Vision 2030. So what is Vision 2030? In Arabic, Ru'yatud. Now, yesterday in Paris, in Paris, it was confirmed the Expo 2030 will be given to Saudi Arabia. Not that they got it on merit or something. They just bribed their way with their every day they're making $2-3 billion, you must remember, dollars with the oil and others and thus and all. Even Hajj Umrah, for them, they're not interested in the Ibadat and all that. What they interested in Ibadat when they put sanamas and all that in Medina and all. They put bikini beaches in Jeddah. Nobody can refute that. So therefore we rule, and you can quote me anywhere, that MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan. He's not a Muslim. He's out of the fold of Islam. So we must be very clear on these type of issues here. So the point I'm making is this, that you must remember, they also have to play ball. To show, you must remember the world and so forth, that no, we are there. So that they're putting them all in a back foot and so forth, and now they got 2034 World Cup also. But inshallah, none of this will take place. One, two big wars will take place, everything will go finish. You must remember that. Allah alone knows, maybe by that time Hazrat Mahdi also is out and all that. We don't know, we're just saying maybe. So all these things. Now they bombarded left, right, and center. You know what they thought? They thought the Ghazans, the people of Gaza, will take flight and they will run away, try and go this way, that way. No one ran away. They all stayed put. And remember, now by force, they want to displace them, kick them out from Gaza, and put them in the Sinai Desert and part of Egypt. Say, now it's no more our problem, it's your problem. You see, it's not. You yourself created this problem. You put them in a concentration camp. You put them in the open prison for 16, 17 years. So what do you expect? So one day is one day. If I'm there and I see how you treat my father, how you treat my mother for the past 70 years, from the time I'm born, and I see this here, 50 years, 40 years. So the day I get a bullet, a gun, the day I get a knife, the day I get something, first thing I'll do, we're not going to look as you, legal or not legal. First thing I do, I put a bullet through you. Or the first thing I do, I stab you. So that is a natural reaction. Because you are the cause for all this. Then you speak of radicalization and all that. But your occupation is the cause of radicalization. So therefore we say, even today I sent it out on Twitter and on X, call it whatever you want. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And another point also you must remember is this, that the battle is not finished. There are three different dimensions. One is Gaza. One is Masjid al-Aqsa. The whole Masjid al-Aqsa is ours. There is no Temple Mount and tell you that Haikale Soleimani and all that for the Jutlas, remember that. For that, Allah chose these Palestinians. You saw what happened, you must remember, there in Masjid Khalilur Rahman, there in Hebron, and this happened in 94. So you must remember 24th February, it was 16 Ramadan, Saturday morning, Fajr time, Baruch Goldstein, the super terrorist Harami, dispatched to Jahannam, murdered 29 people Fajr time while they were reading Salat, and injured others. The death toll reached 70 plus minus. So the Shuhada in the Israeli stole half the mosque. I was there 89, 92. After that, I went 98, 2000, 2002. So we see that that's how they steal. They want to steal and occupy Masjid al-Aqsa. So that is what Allah Ta'ala is letting them, these Palestinians, Hamas and Jihad Islami and whoever else, to stand, the men, women and children, to fulfill this Farza Kifaya. That we will never allow Jutlas to take our masjid. We'll give our life and we won't. You see Khalid Mishal, he's one of the leaders. They asked him, how long will this go on? He said that till the last child of a Palestinian, he will always be there and will give his life for Aqsa. And the Jutlas, you know, they are the most coward nation and they always will run away from battle and so forth. And Dhafatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, so therefore now they're murdering, killing Janine and here and there and all that. So why? They want to weaken them. But the government is finished, you must remember that. Once all this is done and dusted, PB won't be able to be the prime minister. This terrorist that they got on board, this is Ben-Gvir and Smotrich and all these donkeys they got, they all will be kicked out, and then Allah alone knows who will come in. Not that they will be better, but you must remember, they will think twice now, that we can't just play with Hamas and do all our nonsense here and so forth. So inshallah, and one thing we must accept, what is the truth we have to speak? Remember Iran, Akufar, Shias, Hezbollah, Hizbu Shaitan, as Yusuf Qardawi said. So you must remember that these are people non-Muslim, but they help. We must acknowledge that. But for us, we got the answer, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajul al-fajir. They're giving arms, ammunition, whatever. So verily Allah will then help Islam through non-Muslims also. So we saw that so many times in Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the age of 8 right till the age of 50, who was defending? Allah is defending, but Darul Asbab is this world. So Abu Talib played a very big role in that as well. So he was a non-Muslim. He died non-Muslim. Bukhari Sharif's hadith, Quran is telling you, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَى. So it shows that we must not object on this. Look at the positive that's coming out from there. And inshallah, that whole of Palestine will come back to us as Muslims, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, our next question, what is the real aim of Hamas, of apartheid Israel?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The real aim of Israel is to steal the whole of Palestine. And if you want, go see the report of United Nations when he, Benjamin Netanyahu, gave the talk. You must remember there, he said the new Middle East and so forth. And he said from this side to this side, whole Israel. The whole Palestine was like deleted, omitted. Now sign Nam Nishan. So that is their ultimate aim. So the first aim, to take Palestine, make it Israel. That happened in 48. Second aim, objective, take Jerusalem and make it their eternal, undivided capital. So that they started occupying from 67. Then third aim and objective, Eretz Israel, greater, larger Israel. So Minal Furati ilan Nil. They say from the Euphrates River to the River Nile. So you see, it suits them fine. That side they got the Kufar, Shias, and these people, the Jutlas, are the same. You go see one book. We don't speak from our pocket. Everything we tell you, we'll give you reference. Go see the book written by the Shia scholars, Allama Nobakhti, so that's what they call him. He wrote there in Rijalul Kashi that the founder and muassis and the person who started this whole thing of Shia Azam during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an was Abdullah bin Sabah, wa kana Yahudiyan, and he was a Jew. So it shows you take a 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand coin. One side you put Jutla and Jew, other side you put Kafir, Shia, Kufar, Shia. It's the same for us. So you must remember that. And even in the hadith also you will see it. How? So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ad-Dajjal, ay yakhruju min Isfahan. Dajjal will emerge and come out from Isfahan. I've been to Iran 2013. I went to Isfahan also. And who will follow him? Ay sab'u. Una alfa min al Yahud. 70 in Arabic, you know, in English, if I tell you, Suleiman, I told you this 100 times. Does it mean 100 or does it mean several times, many times? We all know it, man. So in Arabic, sab'un means that. You don't say it means 70. It means thousands and millions of people will follow him. And who? Majority jutlas. So it shows that Nabi alayhi salam is teaching us Dajjal will be their prime supreme leader. The followers of Dajjal will be jutlas. The followers of Dajjal will be Shias. So you must remember these kind of things there. So you just need to use your common sense. It's a different thing. Common sense today is not so common, you know. So that is how you understand. So they will come out from there. And so what is happening there? Euphrates River, Iraq, Shias. So it's working fine for them. Yes, there are pockets of Sunnis and so forth. During Saddam Hussein, we say President Saddam Hussein, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He was martyred, he was executed, he was reading the Kalima, and Muqtada Sadr, the Americans and all that said, they're giving an Eid present to the Muslims, Eid al-Adha time. So anyway, Allah gave him Izzat, and he never allowed any Shia to raise his ugly head. Remember? He never allowed, never. So that was Saddam. I'm no fan of Saddam, but the fact remains, and we must speak the truth. He committed many crimes, but all the crimes he committed against the Shias was permissible. Islamically, remember, it's permissible. So you see a Shia and he wants to cause uprising, you put him away. So that is what Islam teaches you. So you must remember that. So that is that one. And the other side also, it suits them. The River Nile, who they got Sisi there. Sisi is who? Ibnul Yahudiya, the son of a Jewess. So he is Islam. What Islam? No Islam there also. So these are the people, the enemies of Islam. Who put the Ikhwani Muslimin and all that in jail? You go to Egypt today, you will find thousands of the Muslim Brotherhood in jail. Who removed the president? There's another president, we'll make dua for him. So Muhammad Mursi was a Hafiz of Quran and so forth. So they made sure he must be killed and he must get martyred and so forth. And nobody is allowed to attend his janazah, few people, and then they just bury him. And the West just keeps silent. And turns the other way because these are all their khadims and chamchas and sidekicks. Why he didn't come last year? Or was it this year? You must remember that. It was this year, the BRIC summit.
Yeah.
So this year it was. Why he didn't come here? He feared that the Gahar Modi made a hasty exit. They feared that our Muslim lawyers will get the charges against them and indict them. So he said, there, South Africa is khafalak place, it's very dangerous. So if I come here, there might be problems for me because he murdered people there in Rafah and so forth, more than 1,000, 2,000 and so. So all this is documented. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to work this out. So that plays into the agenda of Israel. As far as Palestinians go, they want to get rid of each one of them. So they want the whole thing for them. If you read Quran, you will understand the whole. Falamma nasu, when they forgot. Man ma zukkiru bihi, what advices they were given. What admonishment they were given. Fatahna alayhim abwaba kulli shay. We opened the doors of almost everything for them. America is with them. Europe is with them. Britain is with them. France, Germany is with them. The Arab countries, so many of them, normalizing are with them. Over the table, above the table, under the table. And so many things are going on. See, the white hegemony, the white supremacy, the white hypocrisy. When Russia invaded Ukraine, You must remember these dates. 24th of February, 2022. We're in 2023 now. So it's 1.5 year plus now. So same time, after a few weeks, months, then Putin is a war criminal. Then FIFA, all of them, kick Russia out. You can't play soccer, World Cup, this, that, and all that. How come you must remember these Israelis, that they invaded Palestine not once, twice, several times. And you must remember they murdered more than 5,000, 8,000 children and women and so forth. But how come nobody is called by ICC as a war criminal? How come FIFA didn't kick them out and so forth? You see that? So these are all the hypocrisy of the West. They're the last countries that should speak of human rights. They're the last countries that should speak about democracy and so forth. More than 100 countries will vote against Israel. America will use the veto. So where's the democracy then? So you must understand these type of things here. So they want to keep the one world order. Washington must rule the world, and the capital will be Jerusalem, run by the Jutlas. So that is the hidden agenda, and that is what they want. But wamakaru, wamakarallah, America is falling apart. One of the worst presidents in America's history is Joe Biden, Joe Genocide Biden. And remember that Americans are fed up with him. 64-65%, two-thirds almost, they say he is doing a disaster regarding Middle East, and he's backing the wrong horse and so forth. And you see Israel, they had so many elections, and they had all this now coalition. If you just go back, you remember every Saturday the Jutlas used to march. So 39 consecutive weeks they were marching. And when Hamas pulled off that miraculous move of theirs, where they sent 1,000 plus Jutlas straight to hell, so that was the 40th Saturday. So they waited for 40 Saturdays to come, and then, and another thing, Saudi government, the haramis, remember, you can quote me anywhere. So Biden and this guy, you must remember MBS and all of them cut the deal. And the deal was this, you must remember, we will build a rail line, you understand, from Saudi through Gaza and through Palestine and all that. And then the oil and the gas and all that are there. So they discovered all this. So then from there, the oil, the gas will go. And remember that there will be interaction. Saudi Arabia and Israel were on the verge of normalizing ties. And Hamas said, we don't want that to happen, because then it means we can kiss goodbye to Palestine and Gaza. So they made sure they intercept. That's why that 7th October is so important, that they dashed the hopes of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and of Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, Genocide Joe, and the Americans and so forth. But the Ummah itself is jahil, ignorant Ummah. 90%, 80% of the Ummah don't even know five lines about Gaza. If you tell them Gaza, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born there. If you tell them Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-great-grandfather Hashim is buried there. If you tell them Gaza means the land of the Ghuzat, where you have your training, where you organize and mobilize the Mujahideen. Gaza means, today the word Gaza is used in English. We can't even pronounce Gaza properly, our Muslims. You go ask Muslim today, because we have suffered from a complex that we say Gaza, Gaza, that West is the best and white is right. So what they tell us on their channels, on their TV, on their print media, radio, so we just mimic them, imitate them like herd mentality, like we took a rooster and a booster, you know. So we need to wake up. Always use our own terminology. So that time when the war was taking place with Iraq, they say, and in Mosul this happened. Oh, Mosul. The place is Mosul. So Mosul. So all this kind of, you see the Muslims in Mosul. So idiots, you know, and this type of things here. So Gaza. You see, Suleiman, on your finger, you got a bandage, maybe. So now you put some gauze bandage. So what is this gauze? From where it came? We call this philology. We call this history. You must learn. Gaza means that the ladies there, the men there, they're so good. You know, when I went to, in my house, when you come, you will see the watch there. Masjid al-Aqsa and Qubbat al-Sakhra and all that there. I bought that watch there in Hebron. I was so fascinated. With their hands, they do everything, you know. But the same Hebron today, that you must remember, the Jutlas made sure, with the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, half, three-quarter Palestinians had to leave. So this Gaza, the masters with weaving, with crocheting, with knitting, and all these things, yeah. So that is one meaning of Gaza. So Gaza, cause bandage, G-A-U-Z-E. So it comes from the word Gaza, you see. So anyway, there's so many things to discuss and to understand and so forth. So what does Hamas want? We ask what the Jutlas want. What does Hamas want? Hamas says, we want our whole country. Simple. Palestine belongs to us. You Jutlas, you are settlers here. And Gideon Levy said that. Gideon Levy makes profound statements. I sent out this statement that yesterday, day for yesterday, whenever it was, in this week. He said that whatever has happened, still Israel would not listen. Their pride and arrogance will not make them. The only time they will start listening is when the international power said, tell them enough is enough. We're no more giving you financial assistance. We're no more giving you, you must remember, arms and ammunition. And we're going to cut off diplomatic ties with you. We know. We grew up in South Africa. What happened to South Africa? They made South Africa a pariah state. You must remember that politically, they couldn't fly over Africa. They had no sports and all that. And there was so much pressure on the Nets, on the Nationalist Party, the white minority regime. This morning, I told that Willem, the Afrikaner, he says, what say ye? So I said, you always want to condemn ANC. ANC are corrupt. They got KD deployment, everything, a disaster. But at the same breath, we will condemn the apartheid regime as well. So remember that you had big, big boards. As a young boy, I used to see all this. And I can never forget, knee Blankers and knee Honda. You know what that means, Suleiman? So you must remember, you know what it means. No non-whites and no dogs allowed. So this, they had boards like that. In the parks and that. We couldn't enter there. They say, hey, you're a coolie. Khannadi coolie dorp too. You see? And they say, no dogs allowed. So the dogs, even if they belong to whites, they were not allowed. So no dogs allowed and no non-whites allowed. Now you think we can just forget that? No, we can't forget all these things there. So if we're condemning ANC, you must condemn them also. So they're all guilty of various crimes. And the biggest super terrorist is Israel and America. And we must make no apology for all these things here. Okay, 12 o'clock is the news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, how they migrated to Abyssinia, nowadays Ethiopia, called Habasha by Mufti Aku. 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, and thereafter inshallah the Tafsir, Surah Al Imran, and that is recorded, verses 37 to 39. Very interesting lesson of Sayyidina Maryam, Nabi Zakaria, Nabi Yahya alayhi salatu salam. 130 to 2, Surah Nur and verse 23. So you must remember that. So that is verse number 23. And then 2 to 3, current affairs of Brother Yusuf Ali, first Afghanistan and then the news. Then 3 to 3:35, this morning's Q&A, very interesting one. Non-Muslim, Mr. Kenny Naidu sent me a message. He said, AK, wonderful show this morning. So we get inspired by the non-Muslims also. So 4 to 5 will be, so or the Urdu lecture, you must remember. Okay, then 3:40 to 4 will be a talk by Mufti Yaqub Veli, remembering Allah Ta'ala zikr important. 4 to 5 Urdu lecture by Maulana Salim Dorat. Then 5 to 7 Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 the repeat of my tafsir. 7:30 to 8 will be Maulana Sayyid Maulana this thing, Dawood Sidat, inshallah. And then 8 to 10 will be Mawa Salim Karim and Mawana Arafat, inshallah. We hand you over to the news team, our brother Suleiman Esop, with the news at 12 o'clock. And remember, we'll be there in Newcastle, inshallah, from by Maghrib time, inshallah, at the Darul Uloom. And inshallah, the program will start and kick off at Maghrib time, after Maghrib, after 7 tonight, inshallah al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.